The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Mi nombre es Hessel Recinos. Represento muy orgullosamente a mi país, Honduras.
My name is Hessel Recinos, and I am proudly representing my country, Honduras.
In October, as part of our Migration Maze series with the Miami Herald, we brought you the story of a young Honduran man, Hessel Recinos. Hessel grew up on some of Honduras' poorest and deadliest streets, but last week he was honored at the State Department in Washington as an emerging young leader. This year, that exclusive group includes 10 teens and young adults from places like France, Kenya, and Burma. To understand how 24-year-old Hessel got there, let's first revisit his odyssey, which almost ended when he was a teenager. This is from our report last fall. Hessel Recinos is a breathtaking rollerblader. Almost every day, he's in Cofradía Park in San Pedro Sula, Honduras' second largest city. He spins, makes hairpin turns, takes flying jumps. It's easy to forget that Hessel should probably be dead.
These people come to kill me when I was 16 years old.
8 years ago, Hessel got involved with one of Honduras' vicious maras. Maras are street gangs that rule whole districts of cities like San Pedro Sula. One day, a rival gang member hunted him down because he thought Hessel stole his cell phone.
I ran, and he shot me 5 times.
Inside his parents' house, Hessel holds up his x-ray. A ghostly white spot indicates where a bullet lodged just next to his heart. After being shot, he staggered into a storefront evangelical church. Congregants rushed him to a hospital. They also gave him this advice.
You need to change your life. And I say, yes, I promise.
So started Hessel's new life as a mentor on skates. He runs a club in Cofradía Park called Skate Brothers. It teaches kids to skateboard, rollerblade, and stay clear of the maras. Hessel has helped keep scores of at-risk Honduran youths in school and away from the decisions so many make to migrate to the U.S. Hessel himself has stayed in Honduras, even though his migrant cousins keep urging him to join them in Miami.
If I go to the United States, I don't help people. My country needs help. Help the little boys here.
Hessel's resolve has caught the attention of Uncle Sam. The Agency for U.S. International Development, or USAID, says it wants to support his effort and others like it in Honduras. WLRN has learned that USAID now plans to partner with Hessel and Skate Brothers. Their first big project? The construction of a $200,000 skate park in Cofradía outside San Pedro Sula. Hessel talked with me about it by phone from Washington.
I'm so excited because we'll make it the first skate park in all Honduras. When these people tell me we want to help you make a skate park, they made me cry.
Poverty and, more important, some of the world's highest murder rates keep pushing thousands of Central American migrants to the U.S. each year. That makes a skate park as much a part of policy as play.
It's important because Honduras need to change and the young people there are changing the country.
Consider how discredited Honduras's current generation of leadership is. The country's president is embroiled in a scandal involving $350 million that was looted from the federal health care system. So it makes all the more sense for countries like the U.S. to invest in the next generation of Honduran leadership, and especially in folks like Hessel, who have actually lived the problems that Honduras's elite know little, if anything, about. After Hessel left the gang life, he decided to attend a bilingual school near his home. He was a teenager in the fourth grade.
So it was a little awkward. He was bigger and 4 or 5 years older than most of the kids in the class.
Jim Walsh lives in Lake Placid, Florida. At the time, he was a volunteer teacher at Hessel's school.
But he was very smart. When I presented materials, he would pick it up very quickly.
Walsh then helped Hessel get a high school education, something only a third of Honduran kids are able to do. One of Hessel's cousins in Miami is Brian Erazo. He's an Uber driver, and he says Hessel's relatives have changed their minds about Hessel coming to the U.S. Erazo says the work Hessel is doing back in Honduras is too important. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.